Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Okay, well, the good news, Lee, is that Joe Biden has a plan to put 720 million women black back to work in America.
Okay, that sounds like good news.
You know, okay, some people are saying that this might be a gaffe, because there's only, like, oh, hell, who knows, 40, 20, 50,
okay. What was the numbers again? He said
million people in the. I'll play it for you. There's a couple things with this.
Math not
a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
720 million women back in the workforce. Okay, that's. There's not that many women in the country.
No.
Okay.
There's only like 340 million that we know of. I mean, like people, and that includes men, women, and children.
Or people that identify as.
As women, yes, of course. Right, yeah. But then I thought, you know, maybe this was not a gap because he is for open borders. So, I mean, maybe, you know, if you open borders a couple more years of this, I mean, you know.
Hey, 750 million women could be, you know.
Could be here working in the United States of America. Heck, half of them come just to collect the tax credit. You know, it's great. I got $8,000 for showing up. Yeah, you do. Now, catch what he did there. He said, well, if you get a tax break on a racehorse, right? What he's saying is, well, you own a racehorse. There's expenses, right? Associated with said racehorse. You get to deduct them, right?
Yeah.
Like any other business, you get to deduct the expense if your business is racehorses, of course, you get to deduct the expenses. Then he says, well, then why can't we have a tax credit for wait a minute. Now, whoa. No, tax credit, and that not so fast, Joe. Tax credit and a tax break are
right.
Two different things.
Yes, see,
tax credit is what you get when you don't pay taxes.
Right.
And I do. And they take the money from my family and my kids, and they transfer it on over to you. And you paid no taxes, and I paid $8,000 in taxes, and so they transfer the money from me to you to pay for your daycare expenses. So you just got $8,000 richer, and I just got $8,000 poor, and I still have to pay for daycare. I don't actually use daycare, but you know, whatever. So what he just did there was promise to pay for people's daycare with other people's money, regardless of whether the people whose daycare he's paying for actually pay a dime in taxes. So this is not, you know, an expense. Hey, we'll let you expense your daycare. That's one thing. No. He's talking about transferring the hard cold cash to pay for the daycare from people who pay taxes to people who do not. In other words, one half the country to the other. Which, by the way, is, you know, if you want to break the Democrat Party agenda down to its simplest form, it literally is to transfer money from the half of the country that pays taxes to the half that does not in myriad ways. But anyway, I don't know. People are saying there was a gaffe, but like he's for open borders. So, I mean, there's no saying he won't put 720 million women to work in the United States of America. I mean, I think that's the goal.
Could be.
In the short term. I mean, eventually the plan at long term is for them not to work at all. Just sit around, get fat, and vote Democrat. But short term, I mean, they may want to work a little bit if they feel like it. Or if not, I mean, nobody's saying they have to, okay? But if they want to, they can. Make sense?
Perfect sense for a Democrat plan, yes.
Right. Did you see this? California has just rolled out the school mass shooting plan. They want to encourage more mass shootings. Did you see what they did?
No.
Past week, Governor Gavin Newsom, who's insane, by the way. If his lips are moving on Fox News, I turn it up because whatever he's saying is so, you know, like crack crazy that you just want to hear it just to marvel, right? Well, Governor Gavin Newsom just forced every school in, into every school in California policies to decrease or completely eliminate suspensions of kids, including the most violent kids. Because they're just misunderstood, right?
And we had a similar situation like that at Parkland, Florida, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And we saw how that worked out.
Not too good.
Not too good. By the way, do you know there was a new piece that just came out? Is an investigative piece on Cruz, the shooter down
right,
there.
Yeah.
And do you realize how bad it was? He was literally walking around since the time he was in middle school telling anybody who would listen that he wanted to kill as many people as possible with a gun. He was doing this in school. And you know where they sent him back to?
Back to school.
Back to school.
Yeah.
Back to school. And they had put him in a separate facility, school facility for psychologically disturbed individuals. And then they shipped him back. Anyway, they're going to fight the school to prison pipeline using in the entire state the Broward County model. Isn't that exciting? So, I mean, you want to know where school shooting is going to be in the next 10 years? California.
Yeah, so probably a likely target zone.
Yeah. So basically the new policy is essentially the one that they did in Broward County. So he took a look at it and said, you know, this is awesome. What we really need is mentally disturbed people in our schools. And we criminalizing them is not going to work. So what we're going to do is put them in the schools.
I'm sure everyone in California feels much safer now.
Yeah. So.
Governor Gabby Newsom's.
The state of California has just lurched far harder on leniency to the left than even Broward County. This is the National Review, by banning suspensions and expulsions for nonviolent offenses.
So how are you going to discipline students that need to have some discipline, and how are you going to protect students who need protection from those violent students?
The victims never count, Lee. They never count with the left. It's always the perp that counts. The victims never count. I mean, look at the angel mom right now. She's being throttled by Facebook. She can't. I mean, they don't even want you talking about the victim. It's all about the perp. So, anyway, Gavin Newsom just opened the floodgate there in California.
Well, that's just a sad situation because we know how it's going to end.
Yep. Cruz in Broward County wouldn't have been able to buy the gun had he actually been prosecuted just for the stuff he did in schools.
No.
So, I mean, they say, well, we're going to have background checks. Why? Why?
Yeah, because there's nothing there.
Exactly. Because your policies, school discipline policies, ensured there was nothing there. By the way, did you see Meadow Pollack's father on Fox News?
No.
He said guns didn't, you know, she died in the Broward County. He said guns didn't kill my daughter. Liberal policies did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is not just an opinion. I mean, that is actually provable.
Yeah.
It's not debatable. Amazingly, those same liberal policies also got Trayvon Martin killed because he went to that very same school.
But of course, the victims don't matter and the parents of the victims don't matter either.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, they tried this in Los Angeles as of last year. Threats of violence in Los Angeles schools increased by 70%, but a threat is a nonviolent crime. So you can threaten all you want. I mean, you can go to school every day and tell everyone how you're going to kill everybody, and that'll be fine. That'll be cool. I mean, you have a right to be there, and they don't have a right to be safe.
Gee, try that with a federal elected official and see if you don't get a visit from the Secret Service very quickly.
Well, only if you're a Republican, though. Because, I mean, the people on Mitch McConnell's front lawn threatening to stab him through the heart, they were cool with that.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. No, they got the guy standing on the mayor's front lawn with the gun who legally owned the gun. They got him, but not the other people. So, so this is called restorative justice, and I can't wait to see how it works out in California. I mean, this is going to make a mass shooting in one of these schools inevitable. Don't you love how, man, they are so persistent with their red flag laws and their background checks for law-abiding people?
Yeah.
But when it comes to people who don't want to abide by the law, they're A-okay with that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As if we don't already have enough problems with aliens, I'm just fascinated by this. This is like seriously big news. The Navy has just confirmed that those three leaked videos from the Navy by those late Navy pilots are real. You've probably seen them. They're really cool. And the videos were taken like from the craft that the Navy pilots were flying, and you can hear them in the background flipping out over the, you know, the different unidentified flying objects that they're watching. And I mean, one of them plunges 80,000 feet in seconds, stops 20,000 feet above the, you know, the ocean, then disappears, shoots back up. I mean, it's really cool stuff. It's not technology that we have, or at least that we acknowledge having. Anyway, the Navy has just capped this and said, yep, those are our videos. They are real. They were not supposed to be seen by the public, but somebody leaked them. We don't know who, which is interesting. And they admit they are unidentified aerial phenomena. That is actually an official Navy, you know, word. It's not just words they're using. And the definition of that is basically flying stuff in military spaces that they're not, you know, the flying stuff's not supposed to be in, that we don't know what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Unexplained aerial phenomena. That's what it is. So pretty fascinating. Now, they're not confirming they're definitely alien spacecraft because I don't know. I mean, we got aliens all over the place. They're taking over the place. All right. Meanwhile, the average American overspends by $143 a week, according to a new poll. That's a whopping $7,400 a year. So, I mean, you could really save, I mean, I think that's like $74,000 a decade. Awesome, right? If you could just not spend it, right? So what do we overspend on? Where does it go? Okay, according to the survey, number 8, food delivery. I never get that. Number 7, coffee. See, I don't know. I don't look at that as overspending. I buy coffee that's affordable, and I always drink all of it eventually. Number 6, household essentials. That could be anything. Number 5, buying lunch every day instead of packing one. Man, that'll kill you. Number 4, gadgets. Number 3, subscription services like Netflix. That's not overspending. That's a necessity. Kidding me? Number 2, groceries. I guess just buying stuff that you don't really need. But here's the killer, okay? The biggest one, number 1, online shopping. That was the biggest source of these $7,400 we overspend a year, $143 a week. People spend too much buying stuff online. So you know what that means? You want to get a hold on this? Just stay away from online shopping sites. Boy, that's hard though. Let's say kids come home and they, wow, I need this for school, mom. Got to have one of these. And you're like, okay, on my way to Amazon. Oh, look there. Love to have one of those and I probably need it. Yeah, it's hard. It is. It's pain in the neck. All right, speaking of the kids, this is the top stuff parents love doing once their kids are back at school. I had to look at this. I had to look this one up because I was like, oh, is it what we're doing? Now that the kids are back to school, this could be me. Number 6, exercising. Oh, yeah, I do that while the kids are at school. Number 5, catching up with friends and family members. I do that anyway. Number 4, going to the spa. Spa? God, I've been to the spa like twice, like in my whole life. And that was because somebody gave me like one of those spa, like, you know, massage gift cards or whatever. Okay, number 2. Planning a weekend trip with their significant other. Weekend trip. And no kid, that doesn't make sense. Maybe this must mean like college. Okay. And watching TV shows and movies they want to watch. Yeah, I can see that when the kids aren't home. Here's the one I do. Having a nice long meal without the kids. I go home every day and I make the kids lunches. I make dinner if it's my turn to cook. And then my husband and I sit down and we have lunch together in the blessed silence where no one says, Mom! You ever in a store, this might happen to you too, producer Chris, I don't know. You ever in a store, you're out somewhere and you're shopping and you, man, you were so hardwired. You hear, Dad or Ma, You're like, what, where? What do I got to do? What do I got to get? I do. Do you feel the stress instantly rip through your body? Followed by that realization, that's not my kid. I don't have to do anything about it. It's awesome. Anyway, so kids back at school. Yeah, me and Rambo Loco sit and have lunch together every day. He works, his office is in the house, so I do. I make him lunch. And we sit together in the blessed silence. And you know, by the time it's time to pick the kids up, we miss them. But usually not a moment before, I must admit. Texture rates. Ask Lee if he was at Word when Russ saw a UFO on his way in one morning. He reported it as a blue streak. Oh, that's what an asteroid looks like. Blue streak, huh? I'll ask. Texture rates here. Those those Navy videos are probably generated by lasers, just like the one you can use to tease your cats. Maybe. Who knows? Texture rates. What do we overspend on? Cell service and cable and internet. The amount of money it costs to have those three services is absurd. I agree with that. Texture rates. Hey, Tara, when are you going to show Rambo Loco how to cook? LOL. Semper Fi. So says Tony from Spartanburg. Wow. For your information, Tony, he cooked last night. Burgers. He's a burger master, which is why he makes them twice a week. Sometimes three times. All right. Anyway. Yeah, going back to school is insane, is it not? That just upends your whole world. It does. Texture rates. Oh, this is so cool. I'm reading Atlas Shrugged, and it's amazing how much like today that book is. Yes, it is as if Ayn Rand is still alive and is chronicling the absurdity of our times, except she wrote the book decades ago. Texture rates. So Joe wants to take the money from the daycare owners and give it to people to pay for daycare. Essentially, yes. And that'll totally work if we just try it.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stacy in Union is on the line, Lee. Good morning, Stacy. You've got a... Okay, Stacy's gone. Never mind. All right. Call us back. She had, I think, a theory on the left wanting to ban or get rid of suspensions and expulsions in schools in the state of California. And they're starting with, you know, nonviolent offenses, you know, like threatening to kill the whole school.
Yeah, that's
with a gun.
Really nonviolent.
Yeah, it's more theoretically violent. Okay, let's try this again. Here we go. Hey there.
Thanks. Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm sorry. I hit the end call button when I picked up my phone. No, what I was saying was think about the means to an end. If violence increases, school shootings increase, that's the reason they're going to want to take away our guns. That's it.
I gotcha. Now that makes sense. So anything that causes that furthers the agenda, moves the football down the field.
Exactly. Because they're just going to react to the effect.
Yep. Yep. No, you know what, Stacy, you have nailed that and I should have made that point. At a minimum, I think they're not opposed. They're not opposed. All right, I want to jump into, and thank you, Stacey. I want to jump into something, Lee. Okay, do you remember, because it is so transparent to me that this whole Kavanaugh thing, the story was planted by the FBI. It is a leak, and it is part of an attempt to smear Kavanaugh and begin to control the Supreme Court. Do you remember when we started this? What started this whole stupid Russia thing? Because there, the MO here by the FBI is almost identical to the Russia MO, right down to Hillary attorneys with ties to the FBI being involved in it and initiating it. Do you remember that the thing that started the whole thing here? What did they do? Comey leaked to the media, right? In a minimum, an unethical way, possibly an illegal one. You can debate that. But in order to do what? To get a special counsel, right? To get the FBI legit reason to investigate. Get their boot in the door, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For Trump. That was the purpose. And Comey admitted that under oath. I mean, that's not my theory. He did. That's why he leaked. He wanted to start get an investigation started. Give the FBI a pretext to go dig and dig some more. Okay, so, and who was involved there? Clinton attorneys, all that stuff. So fast forward to right now. What just happened here with the New York Times? If this thing seems really weird, like even the reporters and the editor are acting weird, that's why. What do we have once again? We got this guy, Max Steyer, yet another Clinton attorney with connections to who? The FBI. Who's the source for the New York Times accusation? Max Steyer. Except one strange thing. Max Steyer never spoke to the New York Times. A lot of people don't realize that. Max Steyer never spoke to the New York Times. He also never spoke to the Judiciary Committee. In fact, he had an opportunity during the whole Kavanaugh hearing thing. I mean, they invited everybody to come forward. He didn't come forward. And when Charles Grassley, who was then the head of the committee, he's a senator, was on the floor the other day screaming and yelling about this, he said, listen, man, Max Steyer could have come to me. He never did. He went to the FBI. So we know the FBI leaked this to the New York Times. This is why Gregory reported that as fact, that the FBI was the leak, the plant of this story. We know that because they said officials said, well, the only officials who ever interviewed Max Steyer were FBI, right? Mm-hmm. But remember, there was a problem. And the problem was, remember Jeff Flakey Flake said, let's have the FBI do another background search, check whatever on Kavanaugh. We'll check out all this stuff. But they limited it. They limited it to the cases before them, basically, and they gave him a week-long time limit. So it was limited. So because Max Steyer never, the Clinton attorney, never presented this to the Judiciary Committee, his accusation that, I was at a party, I saw Kavanaugh whip his wee out and do terrible things with it. Because he never reported that to the Judiciary Committee, it was never on the agenda, right? So what if you read that whole, oh God, it was painful. This is the things I do for y'all. That whole New York Times piece that went on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, amen. The point of the piece was that it was grossly unfair that the FBI was not allowed to dig into Kavanaugh fully because they were not allowed to look at the Steyer accusations, the accusations by Hillary Clinton's attorney. By the way, he worked for Hillary on the email thing. He worked for Bill on the impeachment thing, right? That was grossly unfair. Well, that was the fault of Max Steyer himself, who did not go to the committee, right? Well, here's the thing. So what was the thrust? What was the, poor choice of words. What was the goal of the New York Times piece? And you can tell this as you read it, Lee. It was that it was unfair that the FBI didn't get to investigate Kavanaugh fully. Ergo, yeah, the FBI should be allowed to investigate Kavanaugh fully. This is the exact MO they used on Trump.
Exactly.
So think about it. The agency that leaked this, we know it was the FBI because we know FBI is the only folks that Steyer talked to. The only folks that interviewed Steyer, they just couldn't pursue or use what he told them because it was outside the purview of the whole Kavanaugh thing. This is the FBI leaking again, smearing up complete Supreme Court justice, scaring the bejesus out of the whole Supreme Court that the FBI will terrorize them if they don't do what the left wants. But most importantly, this is the FBI once again leaking, attempting to get the foot in the door to go dive deep into Brett Kavanaugh's life right at the time when, guess what? The left desperately needs a way to control the Supreme Court. They are in the process of losing not only Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, who's going to die soon. I mean, you can just tell her age, the cancer she's had, all the problems she's got. But also, they are right on the screaming razor's edge of losing control of the Ninth Circus, which is how they were able to force all these issues up to the Supreme Court. I mean, they barely have control of it now, and their swing votes are killing them. They're giving Trump wins, as they did in this last week. So what do we get? We got a week when finally Trump gets to try one of his asylum fixes on the border without having a liberal judge illegally tell him no. And what do we get? Less than a week later, the FBI doing a hit on Kavanaugh, dropping the story. They were the source. They were the officials that the New York Times talked to. And who's at the bottom of it? Same thing as last time. A Clinton attorney is at the bottom of it. What is kicking off the investigation? A leak by the FBI. That's what the New York Times demanded. We need to have an FBI investigation. The FBI needs to be brought in to investigate Brett Kavanaugh. It's the same thing. It's so transparent. And I just, one more thought of this. What did the FBI do to Trump, right? Let's just assume, okay, well, but if Kavanaugh, there's nothing on Kavanaugh. We know that. Nobody's ever been able to prove anything. Everyone who's ever accused him has been found to be a liar. Okay, well, what would the FBI do? Nothing. They just leave the investigation open for two years.
Yeah.
We're digging. We're going to destroy this man. We will destroy him and we'll control him in the meantime.
Either dig it up or make it up.
Yeah, they'll dig it up or make it up. And in the case of the New York Times piece, they made it up. They absolutely made it up. The other one in the piece was the same MO. That this Ramirez woman, the other alleged victim, who was found so uncredible that the judiciary, the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee didn't even bother to push her. Because remember, she was the one who was like, well, I was drunk and I don't remember. No, wait, I do remember somebody put a penis in my face. No, wait, hold on. I'm not sure if it was Kavanaugh's. Oh, wait, yes, it was. She's a mess. I mean, she's mental. Plus, she's a liberal activist, right? You know, by the way, isn't it amazing the only people who have ever seen Brett Kavanaugh's penis are liberal activists and his wife, presumably? I mean, it just floors me. Or people with connections to Hillary or FBI.
Exactly. It's pretty narrow field there.
Yeah, pretty narrow field there. So what did her, the claim in the New York Times was that her attorneys had 25 witnesses. All of a sudden, right? At first, she can't even remember if it happened. But now she's got 25 witnesses. It's amazing how the facts change. Who did her attorneys want to hand the list of the 25 witnesses over to? The FBI.
Of course.
They're trying to generate. Man, that's loud. They're trying to generate, to get a pretext to go after Kavanaugh and destroy him, get him off the court.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, this is just ultra obvious what's going on here. This is the FBI. Forget the New York Times reporters. They're compulsive liars. They lie every day. You could do an entire show just documenting the lies in the New York Times and the Washington Post every day. The flat-out lies. Easily checkable. This was an FBI hit. It was. If you take nothing else from this show today, take that. Take that away. Using the same MO. And I've laid it out across a couple of hours. It's a lot to get into one segment. But the MO is basically this. Clinton attorney with connections to FBI, goes into FBI, is involved with FBI in orchestrating fake news. FBI then leaks illegally to news in order to justify an investigation. That's exactly what happened here. Forget the New York Times. Forget the stupid reporters. They're just tools. The real story is that the FBI leaked this to the New York Times. And the reporters even explain extensively why they did it. Look, it said officials confirmed Max Spire's story to the New York Times. Then the New York Times goes on to say the only people Max Spire talked to were the FBI. There are no other officials. Max Spire did not contact the Judiciary Committee. There are no other officials. The FBI leaked his story. They leaked it so that the Democrats would predictably do on cue what they were told to do. Demand an investigation. What kind? An FBI investigation, of course. The FBI wants back into Brett Kavanaugh's private business so they can intimidate him. I mean, look at the timing of it. My God, it's so obvious. I mean, what? The week after the Supreme Court slaps down the Ninth Circuit's last gasp effort to keep our borders open, allows Trump to go forward with his asylum policy right on the razor's edge of the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal court, federal court, right on the razor's edge of being flipped to Trump. All of a sudden, the FBI decides they want to control the Supreme Court because that's what they did. They got to get himself back inside Kavanaugh's world. It doesn't matter if Kavanaugh's innocent. It didn't matter if Trump was. Look what they did to him. And they'll find it if there's anything out there. They got to get rid of him. And they don't get rid of him. Doesn't matter. It's intimidation. That's where the control is. Look, Mr. Roberts, when you don't vote the way the left wants, my God, you might find yourself subject to an FBI investigation because some woman somewhere with connections to the Clintons, who's a liberal activist, just might decide that you hit on her. Or maybe they'll go the racism route. Maybe some black person with connection to the Clintons, who's a liberal activist, will decide that they heard you say something racist and you must be removed from the court. I don't know. They'll come up with something. They're all in this together. The MO is identical. This is exactly what the FBI did in the Trump case. They leaked to the media in order to justify investigation. Why? They were not allowed to go after Max Spire's allegations. And that's why the part where the woman, the alleged victim, refused to talk to the New York Times and her friends all said it didn't happen. That's why it was left out. It wasn't just so they could tar Kavanaugh. It was so that the FBI could justify an investigation. If the woman won't talk to the Times and she doesn't remember the attack, there's no justification for an FBI investigation into Kavanaugh. That's why it was left out. They knew what to leave out. It's a hit. It's a coup. It's what it is. And everybody's missing it. They're going to do it again.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.